Sarah Coulson. I'm deputy curator at Yorkshire Sculpture Park.
Okay, would you be able to tell me a little bit about the exhibition? I mean, what is the kind of overriding theme of the show?
Well, it's basically a survey of Yinka's work over the past decade, and that really is the main focus of it, is to bring together all of these kind of disparate elements of his practice and to show the breadth of his practice. And because he hasn't had a UK survey of anything like this size, which has brought together work from such a kind of wide period of time, it's just an opportunity for people to actually see how his work has developed and the way that the themes and the ideas kind of resonate with each other, and how certain works have developed out of others. For example, how the wind sculptures have developed out of Nelson's Ship in a Bottle, and how the idea of conflict runs right throughout his work. So you've got works which are dealing with the Battle of Trafalgar, but then you've got works which are dealing with the London riots. So it's about how his thinking has changed, and about kind of presenting this wide picture of his work at this point in time.
Okay, so I'm interested then in the kind of what I would maybe call the boundaries or borderlines of sculptural practice.
Yes.
Where is sculpture? What, you know, there's a lot of works here that are, for example, made with materials. There's a lot of photographs, films.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Where does sculpture end and something else begin?
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, it's actually an interesting exhibition from that point of view, because the last exhibition we had was Joan Miró, and he was very much about kind of moving out of the two-dimensional painted surface to kind of extend into sculpture, and about blurring boundaries. And, you know, a lot of those works were made in the kind of early 20th century. So a lot of the work we do at the Sculpture Park is that debate around what is sculpture and what can it be. And so, you know, we look at how artists are dealing with those ideas. So it's about kind of taking Yinka's costumes and animating them through performance. And it's about kind of having canvases that come out from the wall and have kind of objects that come out of them. So it's a blurring of boundaries. And I think it's about showing people that sculpture kind of can be so many different things at this point in time. So I think it's a fascinating show from that point of view. And Yinka actually actively engages with that idea as well, in terms of high art and low art. And he said that, you know, fabric is traditionally thought of as craft and kind of that's separate to sculpture in many ways. But he's deliberately using fabric to kind of to question what is sculpture, and, you know, why do we have these ideas about high art and low art, and why should that be important? So it's really engaging with all of those ideas about sculptural practice.
Yeah, so let's say, for example, there's a person who's never been to an art gallery, never been to a sculpture park, for example. What would your message be to them?
Just come and enjoy it. And, you know, Yinka is a fantastic artist to kind of start that journey with as well, because he says that what he wants to do is to create things that are beautiful, that people can engage with on many, many different levels. So you can come and you can just enjoy the amazing colours and patterns and textures and the kind of sheer kind of pleasure and joyousness of the colour and the objects that he makes. And he's an artist who loves fun. You know, he has a really kind of joyous outlook, and that's so evident in the work that he makes. And so you can come and you can look and enjoy these pieces for what they are, but then they're a kind of gateway into so many other ideas, and it's up to you. You can come and you can take from this exhibition what you want to. There's so much you can go away with. It's all absolutely about a kind of a contemporary debate on things that we're dealing with in today's society, things that are all around us. It's not just art. It's about everyday life. It's about conflicts, and it's about rioting. It's about how our identities are formed. And that's, you know, there are kind of universal things that people are talking about today anyway, but they're just dealt with through art. So it's you know, it's a different way to engage with life around us.
And finally, what would you say is personally your favourite work in the show?
Oh, wow. I mean, having just watched the film Addio del Passato over in our 18th century chapel, and it's so kind of gripping and beautiful and emotional, and over in that space as well, in the kind of incredible meditative setting of the chapel, which is so peaceful, and just kind of sitting over there with Yinka and watching that, it's so beautiful. I think right now that's my favourite. Ask me tomorrow, it might be something completely different.